It was written by the Arabian historian Al-Makrizi that the Great Pyramid was built by a king who lived before the Great Flood, named Saurid. King Saurid was more commonly known in Hebrew as Enoch. With his advanced understanding of planetary events, Enoch was able to foresee the Great Flood. He then instructed the building of the pyramids to preserve treasures and written accounts of all valuable knowledge. Renowned author and researcher Erich von Daniken believes that the pyramids were constructed using alien technology from an advanced race of beings.
The building is composited roughly of about 2.5 million stone blocks. Now, every technology needs a history. You have to learn how to move blocks, how to chisel them, how to cut them, how to transport them, etc. If we take Cheops as the constructor of the pyramid, Cheops' father was Snorfu. His grandfather came directly out of Stone Age. There were no time, history, evolution of technology before the Great Pyramid. If we accept Enoch, yes, because Enoch was taught by the extraterrestrials in construction and all kinds of things. Now, we really have a problem. You see, technology, human technology, needs an evolution. Our forefathers, they learned you need a stick so that you can hold the animal a certain distance. Later, they learned how a bow, a spear appears. They learned slowly that there are hard stones and soft stones that you can chisel. They learned evolution in technology. Now, the pyramid of so-called Cheops inside has different shafts and rooms. In the meantime, due to our modern knowledge, we know there is at least 1 kilometer of shafts inside the Great Pyramid. That means planning. Planning means engineering design. You have to calculate. But Cheops, father, Stone Age people, there was no time for evolution of technology, for the planning of the engineers. If Enoch was the constructor, then it would fit. All true, Enoch is older than Cheops. Enoch was the 7th patriarch before the Great Flood. So even older, it doesn't matter, because Enoch was taught by the extraterrestrial. And he says in his books, they learned me all kinds of things, including construction and engineering things. So then it makes sense. Today, maybe we could reconstruct the pyramid, but it would be so extremely expensive that no company would do such a thing. You know, 2.5 million stone blocks fit together exactly in the way they have done it there with all these rooms. And there are not only the 3 rooms, the queen's chamber, the king's chamber, the chamber under the pyramid. There are many other rooms. That all is really complicated, too complicated for a pharaoh like Cheops.
It is only within the last 50 years humanity has developed the technology needed to probe deeper and further within this mysterious ancient structure. When exploring inside the Queen's Chamber, 2 small shafts can be seen on both the north and south walls. Archaeologists first believed that these 2 8-inch in diameter shafts were to be symbolic, with no real purpose, and a length of no more than 26 feet. This was until the year 1992, when German engineer Rudolf Gattenbrink made the first crawler robot able to access the full length of the shaft within the Queen's Chamber.
Now, some 25 years ago, the robot of my friend Rudolf Gattenbrink entered into the south shaft, which begins in the Queen's Chamber. There were 2 meters first, and then he started a climbing inside the pyramid. The robot climbed higher and higher. The 8 meter was passed long away. The archaeologists could not understand what was going on. Always there were different sorts of stone. There were granite, there were alabaster, there was sandstone. Then always the robot passed some doorway, stones who looked like doors, climbing up more and more.
With cameras attached, this state-of-the-art robot slowly and carefully crawled an amazing 203 feet up within the south shaft before arriving at a small limestone door.
The robot, because he had the camera on the robot, came to a little door. Absolute little, because it's only 14 centimeters sideways on each side. So a little door which had two bracelets, obviously two metallic bracelets. One of the metallic bracelets was broken down. They found it down on the left, on the right side. So the robot had a laser, and the laser went under the door. So we knew for sure behind this door there must be something more.
In 2002, the National Geographic Society created another robot named iRobot, or Pyramid Rover. This rover was equipped with a small drill system. It was able to drill a small hole within the door.
The new robot had a drill, and with this, they drilled a hole into what we look as a little door. And they made an international television show. They said now for the first time, they will put a camera through this hole so that the world's eyes could see what's behind the door. There was this first door with the hole, and the laser made a measuring, and about 22 centimeters behind it, behind the first door, is another wall. Now time passed, 18 years passed, and the rich man from Singapore came to the Department of Antiquity and said he has a new possibility to destroy the wall. The first door, 20 centimeter, the second wall. He can destroy it by waves, by sound waves, etc. But they did not accept this suggestion, the Department of Antiquity. Finally, they gave him permission to make a very, very small hole into this wall, but only so small that you can pass through with an endoscope. You see, endoscope, with an endoscope you go into your body. Now, of course, this small hole was drilled into the wall, and they put this camera of an endoscope through it. An endoscope made hundreds of photos. The computer put these photos together, and what's behind it? The next room. Again, that means technology. Technology means planning. You have to plan from the Queen's Chamber, these two walls, you have to plan these openings, because on both sides you can climb in with robot, 62 meters. You have to plan the room behind it. All this means engineering calculation, engineering design, and all this does not fit to the time of Cheops. Cheops was roughly 2,500 BC, a little more than Stone Age time. So the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the big one and the two smaller ones, they exist for mankind since eternity. The Great Pyramid is one of the miracles of the world. When the historians arrived in Egypt some 2,000 years ago, the Great Pyramid was already there. All the historians of the past were standing before the Great Pyramid. It was a gigantic monument for mankind. That's why all the questions come up. Who did it? Why? For what purpose exactly? I again suggest they did it for the gods. The pyramid, the Great Pyramid, was not a tomb. They never found a grave inside, not the grave of Cheops at all. So it was a heritage for the future of mankind. Inside the Great Pyramid, we will probably sooner or later find books which tell us how it was some long, long time before the Great Flood.
Herodotus, the Greek historian, documented a crystal clear lake underneath the Great Pyramid. Within the lake is a sarcophagus filled with gifts from the Egyptian god Osiris. Archaeologists again believe this information to be false. Then, in 2017, using radar scan technology, a large void underneath the pyramid could be seen, making the description of the once water-filled lake suggested by Herodotus ever more likely.
Herodotus, the Greek historian who was there around 450 BC, he said that under the pyramid there is a lake, a sea, and the sea has absolutely clear water. And in the water, there is a sarcophagus with the remains or with some gifts of the god Osiris. One has to know Osiris is the oldest god in Egypt. And Osiris is the same thing which in the firmament is Orion. So Orion and Osiris is the same, even in writing, in hieroglyphics, it's always there. Now, Herodotus, the Greek historian, says, under the pyramid is a lake with clear water and a sarcophagus with some gifts of Osiris. Archaeologists never took this for true. They said, what is Herodotus telling us? It is impossible that under the pyramid there is a lake, because the pyramid finally is in the Sahara Desert. There's no water, nothing. Some years ago, they found, in fact, the lake under the pyramid. And of course, I was down there. We were climbing down there. First, you come into a small room, and there are stairs, two stairs. Now you go down there, right down in the shaft. The shaft is big enough for two ladders. Of course, the ladders are from our days. Then you come to a small room, which is chiseled out of the rock, inside the rock. And there you see seven niches, but only in two niches are some sarcophaguses. One is made out of black basalt. Basalt is volcanic stone. There are no volcanoes nearby. We don't know why they had to use basalt sarcophagus. And the other one is granite. Now from this point, you again go deeper, another shaft, into the rock. Now the first shaft was as large enough for two ladders. The second shaft has only room for one ladder. It's smaller. You have to really, with your elbows, you touch the walls. Then you come under the place, you make a right angle, and you see, in fact, a lake. It's not a big lake. It's some sort of creek with absolutely clear water. And in the water, there is a sarcophagus. We measured the sarcophagus. We made photographs of the sarcophagus. So the Greek writer, historian, was right. He was correct saying that there is a lake under there. Now, modern today's archaeologists, I asked, what did you find in the sarcophagus? They told me nothing. Now, I don't know if this is the truth or not. But the fact is, the Greek historian Herodotus told us about a lake under the pyramid, and he was right. Also, archaeology for centuries said, this is impossible. The same Greek historian said that the gods came down 11,240 years ago. Now, archaeologists do again not accept the 11,240 years ago, because history of Egypt is roughly 3,000 years BC, but not 11,000 years BC. They disagree with Herodotus, but I suggest Herodotus is right, and we are wrong. The pyramid must be much, much older, was constructed before the Great Flood, by a technology which Enoch had from the extraterrestrials. The planning, the engineering planning, came from the extraterrestrials. Some of the tools came from the extraterrestrials. The dirty work was done by us, by the humans.
Eric von Daniken has researched and explored throughout the Great Pyramids of Egypt for decades. His insights and knowledge regarding this great structure will help future generations unlock some of the many mysteries still hidden within.
The pyramid was a kind of treasure. A treasure created before the Great Flood, for the humans after the Great Flood, for us. Again, in this connection, I have to come back to Enoch. Enoch is the seventh patriarch before the Great Flood. Enoch learned the language of the extraterrestrial. He was in their spaceship. He was taught by them. Before Enoch left our planet Earth, he went back to Earth again to say goodbye to all his children and his wife. And he met his son Methuselah, the same biblical Methuselah which becomes roughly 900 years old. And he gives Methuselah all his writings with the order, keep the books carefully for the generation after the Great Flood. They knew that the Great Flood was coming. They construct the pyramid. They knew the pyramid would survive the Great Flood. And in the pyramid, we will find some libraries. Sooner or later, with our modern technology, we will find the library of Enoch. And then we have the shock of the guards again, because Enoch tells us what really went on at that time before the great flood.
There are endless theories around the purpose and reason for the building of the Great Pyramids, with many shafts and caverns yet to be explored. We can only hope that future discoveries will be shared with the world.
For me, when I look at ancient, advanced, like ridiculously, inexplicably advanced technology, the one thing I continue to go back to is the Great Pyramid at Giza. There is, in my view, not any conventional explanation for this at all. When you start getting into the mathematics, the engineering, the geographic location of it, among many, many other things, this indicates to me that whoever built that pyramid knew that the Earth was a sphere. They knew exactly where they were in relation to the entire world. They had engineering and transport capabilities that no one is able to explain. They completed a task that not a single human civilization could possibly have done until possibly the last 100 years. It's even a stretch to ask ourselves, could we have duplicated this today? Maybe we could, but could we have even done it as recently as 100 years ago? Could the United States of, say, Teddy Roosevelt have built the Great Pyramid? The answer is no. It's no. They couldn't have done it. They couldn't have done it with the precision and the exactitude. So I ask myself, if the ancient Egyptians were more advanced than America of the early 20th century, then there's something wrong here with this picture. So there's something in the mix of our civilization that we're not getting. There's a hole in our ancient history.
Obviously, the pyramids were something like artificial mountains. They felt to be nearer to the gods. In my opinion, the pyramid in Egypt, the big one, Cheops pyramid, is a treasure. Inside, we will find information, writings of the time before the Great Flood. One of my friends, Robert Boval, who is a brilliant historian, he suggested that the three pyramids in Egypt are linked with the belt of Orion. And the god Osiris is the same as Orion. So I could absolutely agree with Robert Boval, and it makes sense. Orion is Osiris. Now, Orion's wife was Isis. Again, Isis is Sirius. So we have Orion and we have Sirius on the star, on the heaven. Now we have some shafts in the Great Pyramid. And on certain dates, I guess it's March 21st, these two shafts point on one side to the belt of Orion and on the other side to the star of Sirius. Which makes sense. It has all to do with astronomy, and astronomy again has to do with the gods. And the gods, of course, were visitors from outer space. There is no way out because they were teachers. They taught our ancestors in astronomy, in mathematics. They were the teachers from heaven. I hope that we find, at least in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, writings, a whole library, the library of the so-called prophet Enoch, which was living before the Great Flood, and which gave the order to his son Methuselah, construct the building to hide all these books written by your father's hand. That's my suggestion. It's time that the humans learn to understand that the teachers of the past were the gods, and the gods were extraterrestrials.
Follow your curiosity to Gaia.com and unlock the entire library with a special startup offer. Click the link in the description to get started for only 99 cents.